News Radio WJPF First Alert forecast at 8:21 calls for cloudy, breezy, and 77. Although we've seen some pretty substantial sun here in the last, say, 45 minutes, something like that. No complaints here. But they are expecting cloudy for the day and for the night with a low tonight 61. And those clouds expected again tomorrow with a high 76. And showers afternoon, 40% chance, and then a 60% chance tomorrow night. The forecast brought to you by Jaybacher Fine Jewelry in Harrisburg, Southern Illinois' in-house custom design, manufacturing, and repair experts. 8:22, Mary Miller. I'm going to say Congresswoman-elect Mary Miller. Did I get it right, Mary?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
I appreciate it, too. Hey, just a couple of quick questions when it comes to this. When are you going to be sworn in?
January 5th, I believe.
Right. And that's going to be, you know, because you're about to go on the adventure of a lifetime.
I am. I'm really excited. I'm meeting great patriots out there. I want people to keep hope alive. They're out there. They're bold. They're coming from diverse backgrounds. And they're committed to preserving our God-given constitutional rights and promoting economic opportunities.
So, you know, when you were just talking, I was wondering, are you talking in some sense about the presidential race? Because I've got several people this morning saying, look, you know, well, for instance, what do you, in your opinion, should the president concede or should he fight?
Oh, definitely he should fight, and I fully expect him to. He's a fighter, and he's not going to roll over, and it's not the job of the media to declare the winner. I think he should have a chance in court, and I think there's just overwhelming evidence of election fraud in many places.
So you were on Fox News this morning. Did they ask you about it? I know you had an early morning appearance.
No, they didn't. They did ask me why I thought so many women, GOP women, had run, and so I did say that I think President Trump has motivated us. You know, the fact that he's gotten so much done because he's put the American people and America first, and he's gone around the establishment and really gotten things done.
You know, he did not see the kind of support from the Republican Party in D.C. and the part of elected officials that I think many people had anticipated. Didn't seem like he got the party support that he may have needed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think he upset the apple cart for both the Democrats and some of the Republicans.
You know, it's interesting because people talking about the stock market, you know, strong and good, and they say because of the election of the President Joe Biden, when you talk to people in the stock market, they're saying no, because of the legislative body and the way it's rolled out. There was no big wave, right? There was no big changes.
Right.
Now, granted, there's going to be two runoffs, and this is, I think, the thing to watch in January in Georgia, two senators there. But
yes.
I think when many people say when they look at these concerns about taxes, I think things along that line, they go, well, sure, the president may want to do that, but he can't do it without the legislative body. And it is pretty firmly split. And when it is, I mean, it's so close, you know, you're going to have some kind of cooperation to get things done. And I think when it comes to tax increases, you won't see that cooperation.
Yes, I think that he's started something, though, in our country. And even if, you know, we end up with Biden, or we know we're going to end up with Harris, I do think President Trump has basically paved the way for the rest of us to carry on.
You know, it's interesting. I received a text very early this morning, and it was about you. It wasn't really so much a question. It was, please ask Congresswoman Mary Miller to go to D.C. and not conform, but transform. And I think that's what I just heard you say.
Definitely. In fact, you know, they brought up the female Democrat legislators who claim to speak for all of us women. And Tom, I can tell you without a doubt that AOC and Pelosi do not speak for me or for the women in our district, or I don't think for the millions of women across our great country who we recognize that it's our faith, our family, and our freedoms that are the cornerstones of our lives. And we want to have the freedom to raise our families and, you know, be productive.
You have an incredibly large and diverse district. I think you alluded to that more than once in the last few moments that we've been talking. But when you have a moment quiet and alone, provided that's happened yet, and I'm not so sure it has. I know you've been busy and been to D.C. and come back. But, mm-hmm. I mean, when you try to think, what are your goals for the district? What do you hope to achieve for the district? In the starkest possible phraseology, what do you hope to accomplish for your district?
Well, I really don't have a desire to be famous, but if I'm famous, I want to be famous for providing the best constituent services ever. So whether we end up with President Trump or President Harris, Biden-Harris, I want to advocate for the people there. I've traveled to all these 33 counties and have met with thousands of hardworking people and voters, and I can tell you that they're tired of lip service. And they want someone that will be bold to defend their values and their opportunities. And so in light of my goals, creating economic opportunities is my highest priority. So 6 of my 7 children live in the district, and I am in the same situation as many of the other people where their children are leaving. Because until we have a vibrant and growing local economy, we're going to continue to see our children and sometimes our businesses leave the region. Number one, I want to bring back economic opportunities. And number two, I will always defend our core American values of faith, family, and freedom. It's what's made our country great.
You know, you talk about that economic opportunity, but the albatross around the collective neck of the state of Illinois is the past financial malfeasance.
Yes, I know. And I am part of a group of legislators in Illinois. I'm not a legislator in Illinois, but I am with them in seeking to restore Illinois. We've been on a bus driving around Illinois, and we're building a coalition. We're trying to inform people of what's happening and not happening that is, you know, taking Illinois down the tubes. Listen, we have all the ingredients for success in Illinois. We need a new recipe.
What have you learned about the office you didn't know while you were running, but now you know as you're in this congresswoman-elect position? We're speaking with Mary Miller today. What have you learned about that office you didn't know while you were running?
Well, I'm on a steep learning curve, and I've got a lot to learn, but the district is huge. It's diverse, and we have a lot going on. I mean, we've got manufacturing that I didn't even know was there. You know, we've got more coal than more BTUs of coal than there is oil in Saudi Arabia. We produce $1 billion of oil every year out of the district. We've got the richest farmland in the world, and we've got educational institutions that are next to none. And so, you know, I guess I'm encouraged, and it's expanded my ideas of how great the Illinois 15 is and how much potential there is.
You know, it was interesting when Congressman Glenn Pichard was newly minted and had gone to Washington. He told me the story. He said, look, I was surprised by something. He says, probably the second thing I learned was they want me to make X number of phone calls every day about getting X number of dollars raised. He says, it was right behind where the bathroom is. And he says, I was startled by this. That day one, I'm in Washington saying, no, you've got to make phone calls about raising money every single day, and here's the people you call.
It's true, and I almost fell off my chair when I found that out, and it's kind of pay to play, and it's actually disheartening, but it is true. It is going on.
And so, I said this was a number of years ago, all right, whenever Glenn went. Yep. And he, by the way, was just as shocked as you just seemed to be when we talked about it. Mm-hmm. That, you know, you go in because you just, I mean, I'm listening to your passion. You're saying, right, I'm going to be relentless. Yep. I'm going to go out and, you know, we're going to talk about faith, family, right, how we're going to mm-hmm. do this. And then you get there and you're all fired up and say, well, here's the phone book. You know, I wonder if that doesn't blunt people's enthusiasm, or maybe we're just all collectively naive. I don't know.
I just don't know what to say about it. I'm new, and like I say, if the listeners are shocked, I'm shocked with them. I'm just an ordinary person from the district, and I'm learning a lot of things. But we're gonna. I want to be hopeful. I want to look for opportunities and work within the system of what we have. Look for opportunities to fix what's broken and make what's good better. I don't know what else we can do. We don't want to roll over and die, but
right.
I mean, we're just going to have to.
We're going to what we can. We're going to fight it out.
Yeah,
it is. I mean, they use fight, you know, and that's kind of a euphemism. Yeah, maybe not so much now, you know.
Yeah.
Because when it comes to this, I mean, you look at this. Here's a good example. I spoke with John Chimkus on Friday. And we were talking about the Cures money that was okayed March 27th in Washington to be able to help all the municipalities and cities and counties, things along that line. And one of the last things he spoke to me about in the interview was we've got all this money. What we're worried about, it's never been distributed. Large sections have not gone out to the communities. You know, 7 months later, 8 months later, whatever we're talking about. You know, that money hasn't gone. I think that's one of the things that people look at D.C. Look how much we helped. Okay.
Yep.
You know, where's the money?
I think we have the same similar problems in D.C. and in Springfield, and we do have problems in our system. We need to change some of the ways our system works. I mean, for example, the one right in front of us is we need election reform. I mean, we could easily cure our problems if we just required primarily voting in person with a picture ID, but also we need to require the people need to start requiring more out of their elected officials, and we need transparency and accountability. But even the Reform Illinois legislators, even they as legislators for Illinois have trouble finding out information from the government and where the money's going. I mean, this is a
damn. You know, when it comes to this last election, fair tax, and it was interesting. I was talking to Ted Dabrowski from Wire Points, and he says the other thing about this election, and people haven't really come through the funnel. He keeps talking. Look at the Democratic successes, and he says that those really weren't there. You know, when it comes to Senate and the House, and he says under the current circumstances with no fair tax, if the state of Illinois is looking for a bailout from D.C. it won't happen with the current legislative makeup.
Right. Well, when you're irresponsible with money, giving someone more money doesn't fix the problem. So we are thrilled that I call it the unfair tax, didn't pass, because I think it's going to push, the powers that be to the table. They're going to have to discuss some of the hard issues and acknowledge the elephant in the room, which is pension reform.
Mary Miller, she's Congresswoman-elect. Coming up January, you get sworn in. There's a lot to learn. There's a ton of rules. Every time I have somebody I know that I do interview go to Washington, I learn something new about their experiences because that new, fresh eye onto it. Like I said, one of the first questions we got this morning was, you know, please ask Congresswoman, you know, don't conform to D.C., transform it, which is an incredible, you know, task to set for oneself, because I don't think anybody can do it alone. Well, you saw what they did to President Trump when he tried.
Well, I'm not making big, grandiose claims that I'm going to change our country, this and that, but I promise everybody listening that I'm authentic and I'm not. I love my life on the farm, so I'm not going to D.C. to waste time. I'm praying, and I'm going to surround myself with people that help me find every opportunity to make life better in the United States and in the Illinois 15.
Congresswoman-elect Mary Miller. Mary, thanks again for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been fun.
8:35.